Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Colonel Paris, who is the head of the state police in Pennsylvania, was in. And this is their attitude of the Democrats on this whole thing with President Trump. Representative Glenn Ivey, Democrat Maryland, said, even though he's a former president and not a member of law enforcement, it was obvious there were several rooftop, former prosecutor, it was obvious there were several rooftops and other issues with the site that made it dangerous. They then went on to question why no agents were stationed on a water tower. And then Mr. Ivey, this clown from Maryland, said, I counted about 12 rooftops. My thought was, why would we pick a spot with that many rooftops available? It's a bad site. This is their attitude. The guy's shot. This is their, well, you picked a bad site. Now, there's word out there today, and we have Don Trump Jr. at 2 o'clock. We're going to be talking with him to talk about our upcoming event now at it's September 12th. And in talking with Don Jr., I'm going to ask, there's this story out there that, well, we know that it's been recommended by Secret Service, do not do large outdoor or outdoor rallies to Trump. What kind of country is this where we can't do outdoor rallies, these clowns? And the Trump administration, according to the back and forth, is considering that due to the fact that, you know, you're still worried about the competency of these people. Who wouldn't be if I'm shot almost in the head? Worry about the idiocy here. Imagine this guy, Glenn Ivey, though. Well, why are we doing it outside there again? Well, he's Maryland, so I'm adopting more of a southern accent here. They spoke with several people who decorated the site with bunting. None of those people were vetted. They were up at the stage and could have done anything. Many had not been interviewed by the FBI, Secret Service, or local police. And then we have the state police trying to get out from under, throwing the butler under there. Maybe the central question at this point, other than the very, very specifics, he did say, the police commissioner for Pennsylvania, state police, we were never asked to put drones up. I would assume the Secret Service has their own drones, but they have them, the state police. Why did they not put drones up? I mean, I think we have to target a specific question here, members of Congress and others, and then relentlessly go after that question again and again and again and again. That's still unanswered. Why did they not put drones up? Who made that decision? Who does that? And as I said, Christopher Wray in the comments that have been leaked and the comments I've seen today, even though the FBI investigating this is a joke, has been much more forthcoming because his outfit's not on the line here telling us about what happened here with the Secret Service. Why no drone float? And let's not do outdoor rallies. Is this the United States of America? And the Trump people may agree with that here in the interim. Now, the other big story today is Kamala Harris. And here I'm going to play you James Carville. And he summarizes it better than anyone, what's going on here. They're giddy right now. The media is so complicit in this. They're actually writing articles. Politico, three other places I found, saying, you know what? The Democrat Party, look at Sherelle Parker, the Inquirer says, being elected. Democrats are getting the crime issue, and they like the fact that Kamala Harris is a prosecutor. They say in 2020, some people objected to her, and were calling her Kamala the cop. She's a prosecutor like Larry Krasner's a prosecutor, but they can't get off the meme or narrative. She's a prosecutor, and Trump is a felon, okay? That's where we are. So we're going down that path with it. Now they're happy that she's a prosecutor. And the only shot on her as a prosecutor from the that she was too harsh was with Tulsi Gabbard and going after, she wouldn't go after cop killers, but she went after people on marijuana charges severely, even though she apparently smoked herself, at least based upon what she said. That's what the complaint was. But here's this guy, Maxwell Frost. Now, this guy is a piece of work. He is a Democrat. I forget, is he from Maryland too, or is Frost from Florida? And he's a bit unusual, but he is a supreme ideologue.
Florida.
Okay. Here's Representative Maxwell Frost telling us what you should hear. You know, the old, this is worse than a dog whistle. When you hear DEI, by the way, Lawrence Jones today, and Dan was cut off, you said, in the middle of it, right? On
yeah, I'll try to find that for you. That was a good cut.
On Fox and Friends, was making the point, and I get it. You got to be calm. You're not going to take her down, take her out in this race by one fell swoop of saying DEI. In fact, probably better for politicians to refrain from that. Let talk show hosts and others, because that's what Kamala Harris, she is an extreme example of DEI and how this whole thing works. You throw in a dash, too, of being involved with very powerful men 30 years your senior. That was her path, too. All right, here's Lawrence Jones. And look, we're not going to stand down from going after her. The economic plan she's unveiling is $2 trillion more. She's more radical than by far of Biden on this. Here is Lawrence Jones this morning on Fox and Friends.
We just laid out from Senator to Attorney General, prosecutor, as well as Vice President.
So I'll tell you,
there is a wealth of information when it comes to Kamala Harris.
It's her record.
You can attack that. All these other attacks are just unnecessary. It's going to tick voters off.
Right.
It's going to make this a identity politics race. And if you decide to do that, you're going to lose. If you start attacking her based on being DEI and all the other stuff like that, right, you're going to turn voters off, especially. And I understand it. Biden set the stage for it, saying, hey, I'm only going to select the black woman. But you never want to make, when the GOP is gaining ground in black America, for that to be the one thing that you're attacking on. There's a lot of stuff we just laid out.
Well, and right now, she is in the honeymoon phase, as we have talked about. Now you know a little more about her personal record.
All right, so it is the honeymoon phase. That's the point I was going to make, and James Carville makes that point. Now, there is a poll out today showing you're beating President Trump. President Trump is going to beat her in the end. Kamala Harris is not going to be the president. But they're going to be ups and downs with this. They are giddy after Biden. Here it to prove my point of how wild they've gone. This guy, Enten, on CNN. Now, he is on CNN, but I find him to be credible. Listen to what he said this morning, I guess it was, about Kamala Harris and the youth vote. The other side is making you believe every 18-year-old in the world is just saying, where do I vote? Sign me up. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but sign me up. Listen to his analysis.
One man knows the answer, CNN senior data reporter Harry. And in this case, I say, you know, the answer. What you've done is you've looked at the numbers since Sunday. What do they say?
Yeah, you know, all this stuff about Brat Summer and all that jazz. So I want to take a look at Trump versus Democratic margin. Just remind folks where we were at the end of the 2020 campaign. Joe Biden won voters under the age of 35 by 21 points. What do we see with Kamala Harris? Well, she's still ahead, but the margin here is significantly less than what we saw with Joe Biden back in 2020. She's up by just 9 points. You may make the argument that was better than Biden was doing before he got out, but compared to that Democratic baseline, where Democrats have historically in presidential elections, at least this century, been carrying that young vote by 20 or more percentage points, she is way down from that. So if this is unique support among young voters, I would like to know what non-unique support is. Is it even worse than this?
Is she doing better than Biden was, though?
She was doing slightly better. Maybe Biden was up by, you know, like 6 on average or 5. This is maybe slightly better, but this is not game-changing stuff, Mr. Berman.
All right, what have we seen in terms of motivation?
Yeah, so, you know, the other thing is we talk about vote choice, right? But let's also talk about motivation, right? Because it's not just who you would support. It's whether or not you'd come out to the polls. And this, I think, is rather interesting. Do Democrats say they're more motivated to turn out after Biden left the race? Well, we do see a significant portion of Democrats who say yes, 39%. The thing I was interested in was it disproportionately younger voters who said that they were more likely to turn out or more motivated to turn out. And what we see here is it's 42%. Not a big difference between 42 and 39%. So this idea, again, that the vice president has unique potential to dig in and get young voters to turn out, John, it's just not there in the numbers despite all the internet memes.
Right, there we go. So this is a giddy period. Don't be disheartened by it. Don't be saying, how the heck is this woman going to win? Don't be going down that path. All the signs point to a giddy period here. True. Versus Biden. Think about it coming out after Biden. You're going to see some of that. You have elements out there like this guy, Maxwell Frost. Now, here's a guy, if we say DEI, that's a dog whistle. He's a translator.
It's ridiculous.
If he said, look, this is DEI is code word for saying incompetent. That's what you mean. No, no, no. He goes for the full thing. If I say DEI, here's what he says it means.
Going to continue to use all these racist dog whistles throughout the campaign.
Dog whistles.
We're going to see it from Trump. We're going to see it from J.D. Vance. And we're going to see it from a lot of their surrogates. In fact, just yesterday, one of the surrogates was saying, if we don't win, we're going to have a civil war to get our agenda through. A civil war. And so this is an organization, this is a right-wing campaign that's going to be
civil
racist, misogynistic against the vice president. But we're going to stand on the issues and what really matters. It's the fact that she is qualified. They want to call her a DEI president or DEI candidate. She has more experience than Trump and J.D. Vance combined times a million, right? She worked at the state level. She was the attorney general. She's vice president of the United States. She was a senator representing one of the largest states in the entire country. And so these are just racist dog whistles. Whenever you hear DEI, I want you to think about the N-word. I want you to think about racial slurs. That's what they actually mean.
All right, so this is going to be the shield. You could have predicted this. You can't. This is what this woman has done her whole career. She's involved with Willie Brown. She gets a lot of powerful supporters. She gets to be attorney general. Then the next step, the Senate, the same play. Never really facing race. The only thing you have to face in California is a Democrat primary. And she's got that with behind the scenes people. And then Biden, I'm going to pick a black woman as president. He tells James Clyburn. So that's how she's in there. She was the most, quote, qualified, meaning the one that had that path that had gotten to that level. And what has she done as vice president? The borders are a thing. They're trying to claim now, and I have a thing. I'll give you a little bit later on. Axios headlines, when it happened, Kamala Harris named borders are. Now they're saying that's untrue. Look at these outlets doing that, even though they wrote it. They're now saying all it meant was she was supposed to go to Latin America, Central America, and figure out a way to have Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador keep more of their own people there economically. That was her mission. It was never border czar, even though they called it and wrote it, and so did hundreds of others. Border czar. I know it's maddening, but remember, it's not about being mad and seeing the media. It's remembering it and winning. And she is not going to beat Donald Trump. All right, 855-839-1210. This is a giddy period. This is an exciting period. I'll give him that. It's much better than what we saw with Biden. There is no doubt. But over the course of this campaign, you will see, well, just a minute, Christopher Wray reporting that crooks searched the shot distance in the JFK killing. Oh, my God. The guy who shot President Trump. God, endless the details. Democrats, too, are saying today they want to know the motivation of the shooter. I frankly don't care about the motivation of the shooter. I want to know why we didn't fly drones. I want to know who was in charge of those roofs. And if there were 12 of them, so what? And I want to say that President Trump ought to be able to do outdoor rallies. So I'll ask Laura Trump about that. We'll ask Don Trump Jr. at 2 o'clock about all these things and catch up on what it was like when he heard that his father was shot. I believe he was on a fishing boat trying to figure out what was happening. This starts up conspiracy after conspiracy. Did they check the buildings here? These are not big, you know, 24 stories or whatever around the ladder. Is that where he hid the weapon? But I would say that Wray advances the story more than the Secret Service. But more's needed. All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Scott's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, afternoon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, Dom, how's it going?
Good.
The number one thing to me, the question that has to be pounded over and over again is, if there's any risk at all, which obviously people in the stands saw that there was a guy on the roof, why is Trump on the stage?
That's the number one question. But instead of calling in the head of the Secret Service, you know what's going to happen there. She's out. Why are we not calling in the person on the ground who was in charge of handling the protectee and actually makes the decision about whether to stop it or not. Who is that, or who are those people? Put them under oath, Scott. You know what's going to happen with the head of the bureaucracy. She wasn't there. That's what she's going to say.
Until someone pays, I mean, it's always, the Democrats do all these things that are awful for the country, and it's always, oh, we didn't know, incompetency. Notice that almost all of these things are to the left. Every time something good happens for the left or bad to the country, they just claim incompetency. There has to be a consequence. I mean, firing that one lady, that's not enough. I mean, we have to get every little person that was involved so that people would rat out the people above them until we go all the way up the chain to wherever this may or may not go.
Yeah, and we dispel or not the idea of a conspiracy that somehow or another, by diminishing the Trump security, they allowed this to happen, Scott. I mean, it's obvious. That's what's necessary unless you want to. Also, what kind of shameful organization tells the Trump people publicly, don't do big outdoor rallies? My God.
Yeah, well, I think we should use that to show their incompetency throughout the campaign, that the whole Biden administration or Biden-Harris administration, and I would avoid the DEI thing. I think it will get enough people to vote on a motion as if this is a racial divide election. I suppose we have so much on them in terms of Kamala Harris is the same as Biden policies on steroids. I mean, she's going to take his policies that were horrible and magnify them. Why we wouldn't run on that, with everybody can identify with the inflation and everything else that's gone, I wouldn't go anywhere else, anywhere near DEI.
Well, what happens is you have a small number of Republicans that say wild stuff. The media goes with them. You got to lock these guys down and tell them if they do that, we're going to get back at them inside the party somehow or another. That's all you need is four or five of them out there. The one woman, female, said she's DEI. She's the bottom of the barrel intellectually. My God.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call her stupid. I mean, all that stuff is going to hurt us. It's going to make people have an impulse reaction to defend her. And it's really a foolish way to go. And hopefully the people on our side will stay away from that. And the one thing you're saying about the newness, the honeymoon period with Kamala Harris, it just reminds me so much of when we had it with the Sixers, when we had like Keith Van Horn, and we can't get rid of him, or Kuka. We train him for Glenn Robinson, and everybody's all excited. And we realize, well, there was a reason that guy was available, because he's just as bad as the other guy.
Wow, going Big Dog Robinson, one of the all-time stiffs here, Scott. That's basketball knowledge, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I feel. Like, it is a honeymoon period. Plus, the national polls don't mean anything. It's a state poll issue.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that we know that they poll in dishonest ways to make it look like their candidate's doing better. We go through that every election.
Scott, while you're here, Representative Jay Appel, just said the quiet part out loud and revealed why they want to know the motivation so bad so they can blame Trump.
The lady from Washington is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, Director Ray. Political violence of any kind is dangerous, unlawful, and totally unacceptable. Just as we all watched and then unequivocally condemned the attempted assassination attempt on our former president, I wish that we could all come together to unequivocally condemn the act of political violence on January 6th instead of defending props that were used that were harmful, dangerous props of gallows, attempting to show what people wanted to do to Vice President Pence. Extremists attempted to subvert our democracy in the worst assault on the U.S. Capitol since the War of 1812. Many of us were trapped in the gallery that day. We feared we would not make it out. Insurrectionists were chasing down former Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
There's a point here. Where's Christopher Ray, madam? There's a point. Yeah. So they want to get to the bottom of this because they want to bank shot it to Trump somehow or another. So, Scott, who is your great woman in history?
My great woman in history is Margaret Thatcher. She was so key in helping Ronald Reagan take down the Soviet Union and get the world to see, even though we've forgotten since then, how free markets work and how much better the world and the countries in the world will do with free markets.
I might add, all-time great hairstyle, too.
Yeah, I say that lady, though, she really is like, it's so typical of the Democrats to try to muddy the waters to avoid confronting their own issue. I mean, if she wants to say that January 6th and this were equal, okay, fine. Then let's have huge committee hearings with basically all Trump people, and we'll go through the events of July 13th.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott, as always. Beautiful call. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. I have such a roster of guests here. I'm still checking. Oh, 1:30, we're going to talk with Steve Feldman because of all groups, the Anti-Defamation League, and I'll give you the details coming up, files a civil rights complaint. That's federal. You know how big that is? Against anti-Semitic stuff going on in the Philadelphia School District. And that's absolutely the case. They crawl with anti-Semites. Just like the mob storming Capitol Hill today, Benjamin Netanyahu speaks at 2 o'clock. We'll dip into some of that. But we got a little conflict there. Don Trump Jr. is in that block at 2. Don, hold up a minute. I want to hear Benjamin Netanyahu, and then we'll get to your insights on this.
This was at the Oak Ridge Boys, too, at 2 o'clock.
That's right. Yeah,
we'll hear from them sometime.
I don't need those Elvis stories, Oak Ridge Boys. Save them for another day. And Laura Trump coming up at 1 o'clock. What you had to be prepared to do is go after her on the border primarily. And then when they tell you you're being disrespectful, then open fire on whoever's saying that. You're not allowed to be critical here. We need a coronation now to the White House, is what's going on. But to Fox and Friends' point about being careful about allowing them to scream racism on the first sentence, I take that point, and I don't think Trump has been doing that. But that is an area of care. The border is the issue, and linking that to the concerns of families, what we've seen going across the country. She is the architect. So Axios, which is a real insider, big-time liberal outfit, they today are out saying Republicans are making it up, essentially. They accuse the GOP of fabricating Kamala Harris as the border czar title. 3 years after reporting the following in March of 2024, the woman who wrote the article today saying they're making it up, she authored an article with the headline, Biden puts Harris in charge of border crisis. And the lead? President Biden is putting Vice President Harris in charge of addressing the migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexico border, senior administration officials announced on Wednesday. All right. So Axios wrote that, and now they're trying to tell us, nah, she wasn't really in charge of the border. It was just to go down to Latin America and figure out a way to give them more money so they would keep people there. Not going to work. There's something called the internet. We're going to prosecute this case. And even after this initial period, so let me try to set some kind of time. I always think it's a good idea to keep people motivated. To say that this honeymoon period will last to the convention in August somewhat. It'll dissipate a hair. And then you'll get a bump. Everybody does from their convention, or almost usually. And then after that, maybe not right after Labor Day, but I'd see about a week after that, you're going to start to see a steady erosion. Not all at once, when people see what she's really all about. Of course, this debate, arguably, could be bigger than the Biden debate. And I can't counsel Trump backing out of this, even though it's on ABC. I get that argument. I like the push to say, why don't we do more debates? That's what Trump is saying today. One's not enough. You have the home court of ABC. And let's do one on Fox. Now, he accepted it to call Biden's bluff. It worked. But I would have rather worked, looking back on it, where Biden was befuddled at the debate, but not so much so that he was driven out within a matter of weeks. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of a steady erosion, because I didn't think there was any coming back from something like that for Biden. I think we know that. The smarter Democrats knew it, too. And Harris is just a bit more of an unknown. But when you look at the world of sports, when you look at just about anything, there's a reason why over the course of time, she's had such unlikability, difficulty, competency. And that will show up. In the meantime, Josh Shapiro, I've read at least five or six pieces today about Josh Shapiro is one of the leaders in the betting odds. I would almost guarantee, though, to Dan's point, he's made it more fiercely even than I did. that due to the anti-Semitic stuff and Benjamin Netanyahu speaking right now at this time, you know what that means for a week? There's going to be fallout from Netanyahu today. During that period of time, I would think Kamala Harris is going to pick the VP. I would almost guarantee, despite the clear choice of Shapiro that she won't, I think she's going to be persuaded to pick Mark Kelly. I don't know enough about him to know how big of a mistake that would be, but look.
Stop talking.
But let's replay that. Thank you, Dan, for reminding me. Now, we saw it on our cut sheet today. He said this a while ago. For some reason, do we know the reason that it turned up again today? Oh, because he's in the news.
Yeah, I think it's just digging it up.
Now, look, here's why this guy, I'm telling you, Dan, my last confrontation with him was at an auction at the zoo over in Norristown. I'm there because of Rose Friend doing this auction. We're like 3 hours in. I don't even know where I am. He comes in, and I just introduce him, and he starts a little back and forth. It's getting edgier, you know, and I'm thinking, come on now. You can't be arguing with this guy at a zoo auction for zoo Rose Friend.
What's a zoo auction? Are you buying zoo animals?
No.
Did you come home with a tiger dumb?
No, it's the type of thing like we do at Mannion, where tiger these people dumb. Say, I will cook hot dogs on your porch tomorrow.
Ooh, did you sell yourself for a date?
Yeah, you contribute. No, I sell to myself as a moderator. That was enough. If you contribute to the zoo fund here, that's what it was. And he comes in, oh, they got the right wing over here tonight. You know, right away, I made nothing political. By the way, Josh, you're awfully short. Oh, I'm sorry. I got kind of carried away.
Is he?
I don't know.
He's a tall guy. I thought he was...
Google it. I don't know if he's 5'7". And I told Ro that. She said, oh, you're not going to bring that up again. You'll see presidentially when you're out there, Dan.
It's not listed, Dom. Everybody else seems to have it listed.
Well, I would tell you this. If she's in heels standing next to him, if it was him and they introduced, people are going to be, whoa, what the... Unfair, really, but... That's a fact.
I'm looking at pictures of him next to people, and
So here's what he said to Jen Psaki. And this shows you how clever he is, how he thinks he's clever, at least. He follows a narrative very well here that Trump is just running down the country, and he's saying, how dare you? How dare you? And he actually uses a vulgar word. On cable TV, that I didn't even know you should be saying that on cable TV. Here's Josh Shapiro saying he stands for America, Trump does not.
I got a message to Donald Trump and all his negativity and his whining. Stop talking America. This is the greatest country on earth, and it's time that we all start acting like it. The good people of Pennsylvania understand that this is a great country, understand that we got a whole lot going for us. And now it's time for us to continue this path of progress that Joe Biden has laid out and not go back to a negative time.
All right. And this is classic. Who is it that runs down the country? The Democrat Party, the Kamala Harris, the J-PAL. We played you a cut of her day. Day after day after day, they diminish America. They want to go back and rewrite the history. They say just telling us some of the things that were regrettable. No, they want to emphasize anything that's negative. So, Josh, we'd love to have that debate. That really is what Trump is doing. Or is Trump just kind of chronicling what Democrats do every day? He knows that. This is his shtick, though. This is how he's aggressive, but appearing to be bipartisan. That's what the great camouflager. I think it will be Mark Kelly. I think they want to talk anti-guns. I think they think military matches the other side. The space travel, Gabby Giffords, and it's a swing state. Good, if they go with that, that's a relief, because I think Shapiro would be a lot tougher here in Pennsylvania than he'd laugh at a Mark Kelly. Paul in Bluebell on Talk Radio 1210. Who's that significant woman, Paul?
That significant woman is certainly Eleanor Roosevelt, who won a war from us as she took care of the country for Franklin. She did all the work, from what I've been told by older people. I would say that's pretty important.
All right. Well, thank you. I would hope that Franklin was doing most of it. I mean, he was the president.
Well,
you know,
Dom.
Yeah.
Look at the administration we have in office.
Well,
right
I was going to say, well, the Dr. Jill Biden is like, too. Like,
it's
Eleanor
definitely
Roosevelt.
Believable, right?
Now, Eleanor Roosevelt is a name. I mean, yeah, she was prominent in a lot of different respects in the administration, without a doubt. Okay. Most significant woman in history on the day of Amelia Earhart Day. Coming up, Laura Trump. And then at 2 o'clock, Don Trump Jr. with us. What's he had to say about how far we've gone with this and no big Trump rallies? Also going to ask him as a dad, his daughter. That was a remarkable speech. I mean, I'm not saying that just because of the poise and the ability to do that. If that was her first speech, come on, Don, that can't be the first speech. Nobody does that on it. It was amazing.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.